Okay, today we're here at the Pennsylvania Live Steamers in Ron's, PA. Not like Ron, the name, but R-A-H-N, Ron. So don't mix that up. But this is our club here, and I got the 1361, and I wanted to show you how to fire it up and what the basic maintenance is and so on, because a lot of people asked me that question, and I wanted to do that. So I've lit the fire off. And what we do is we use charcoal. I go down to the local place and get the match light stuff, and then we just put it in and light it up, put it in there and light it off, and that's where we get started. Then once that gets going, then we put some coal in with my little Ohio Art shovel. This is comes from Ohio Art Company, the old time shovel.
You gotta wait a little bit till everything starts going. You know, we're using air. From the club has a big air compressor back over there in the shed, and we got air over here, and I can control the air from a valve. And what that does is it induces the draft, and it simulates the blower, the steam blower, which is a pipe from the manifold here back up over there. So when you get about 40 pounds of pressure, then I can switch from the air to the actual steam, basically what we call cut the umbilical. So it's a matter of waiting. You got, watch pot never boils, right? Okay. And then we take the good old trusty oil can, Craftsman. They don't even make these anymore. Got to buy them from China. And we oil everything up. I use a 600W. I mean, everybody got different ideas. I've always found a 600W is good. Now 600W, that's pretty thick stuff in the wintertime. It's like outrageously thick. But you do your points and. Old friend of mine, Eddie Kuckerberg, said, you do it like this. Well, that, bump, 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 bump. All the points, all the way down. Then once that's done, do the other side, of course. And, you know, while the thing is firing up, that's what you do. You don't sit here, all right, so we grease it. I use grease. Some people got ball bearings. I like grease. And we just grease each fitting all the way down. All right, it's been about, 15, 20 minutes now. We're up to 80 pounds, and what I do now is I can cut the umbilical cord here. I can just very slowly turn down the, if I turn it down all of a sudden, the draft will come back through the boiler and look, see? So we don't want that. So you gotta kinda crack one a little bit and then open up the steam. Now it's on the steam right now, so. And now I can take this off and put this away, and that's it. We're ready to go on itself. So now, if I turn this down, I don't need to have that thing blasting, because the deal is, when you're blasting that, you're using up the steam you're trying to make, so it doesn't make any sense. If you just keep that thing simmering like that, it'll just steadily rise up to pop off pressure. Now, one of the things you should do, I don't always do it, because my safeties work real good. Mercer safeties, of course. You're supposed to pop them off, both of them, before you leave the bay, but I don't do it. I do it sometimes. But now we're going to wait till she pops off, and we're going to then put it on the transfer table. Okay, we're up to pressure. Safety valves are off. The cylinder cocks are open. You always want to remember to do that, especially in the steaming bay, because I always come out of here with high water. I got a 3/4 glass of water, and that's a good idea, because you'll be fiddling around out there doing something, hooking up your cars, maybe derailment, who knows. You want to be able to have a high water level so you don't get all messed up. So here we go. We're going to go back on the transfer table. We're going to lift it up, bring it down over, and drop it down. Here we go. All right, always remember to blow the whistle. It's going to probably be a little bit. All right, here we go. Now you ease that throttle back, because I'm holding it with the stirrup here. But now, the geniuses that built this thing didn't make it to fit the stirrups, so you got to go back by hand. It's a great table, except that was poor planning on that part. So you got to remember to take them off. But so it gets a little bit rough. All right, we're on a table, electrically powered. We lift it up, and you don't have to move that. And just by hand, rolls very easily. Very easily it rolls. Now I got to put the stirrups in, and I'm ready to go back. It's a ritual, man. Okay, here we go. Cowboy on his horse, motorcycle with steam engines. I'm going backwards. My father told me never go backwards. He said never go back, but I have to go back. Okay, here we go.
Throw that.
That throws the switch. It didn't throw it. Didn't throw it. Okay. And you put it in forward. And we're good to go. There we go. Two? Is it two? Two, right? Two toots. Two toots. This is a guy we used to call in Chambersburg, two toots. Tutoots. Woo-woo. Now you want to always take it slow through here, man. You don't want to derail. All right, we're going up here now. We got to get past the spring switch. And I'll stop, and then we'll just push the car up. K4s and Penske engines really are notorious for derailing when you back up. And then you go look at history books, and you can see this. All right. I'll stop it right there so I can get the air hoses. I keep them right in here with the air compressor and so on. Quick disconnects. Have to wait for a second. Okay, so that's it. We're ready to get out of here. We're gonna go on down here. We're gonna go back around to the car barn and pick up the cars. See you around the other side. This is our car barn that we built. The club built it. And last year we added a middle level. And it's a little bit rough for me to get my cars out of here, but I got a diesel train that we're gonna pull it out. Here comes the Broadway Limited. I could fit a five car train in here. And these are the cars you saw me on some of my videos build. And it's a little bit rough when that thing's coming down as the momentum starts taking over. And right about now, she starts taking over. So she's coming down. You gotta slow it down. I'm thinking about putting a handbrake on here somehow to slow them down. Wouldn't be a bad idea. And if I let these go, without trying to control it like this, it'll just go all the way around to the clubhouse, which is on the other side of the property. keep the air hose in here and hook it up. Now, in the back train, back engine here, back car rather, I have a brake valve here. I can actually apply the brakes right here, and I also have. Backup whistle. Gotta have a backup whistle. All right. Brake test. Always make a brake test. Is it? Always raining on my parade. This is my friend Jim Conley, by the way. I don't know if he's in the picture, but he's there. And Sharon Conley is behind the camera, and she's a pretty good camera person. It's raining, but we don't care. All right, now we're gonna just make a brake test. Good. Independent, everything working. We got to go through the tunnel here, and then we're going to go through the yard, then go down to 4% grade downgrade, and then we're on the main line. It's a beautiful day today. Not too hot, not too cold. Just nice. Could be a little bit warmer. Sometimes not superheated steam, you know, she runs a little bit wet. Now we're gonna kind of go through the yard area. And we're getting going. Go down this grade, is 4% down. I'll show you how good the brakes work. This is the automatic. You can hear the air releasing. She's starting to slow down now. And now I'm going to hit the independent slowly. Stop right on the 4% grade. Release. I've been around one time, this guy's been running, so I can highball it now because all the dingleberries and all that stuff are off the track. So here we go. I watch the signals. Got a green board. Top signal's green. Green board. Tunnel. Now we're going up 1.8, all the way up to the crossing. Going over to Mercer Bridge. All stainless steel. We're on steel rail right now. This is steel rail right here. No hands. Runs itself. You got a good locomotive. Everything set, balanced. No problem. Pull a little coal in.
that thing, man. It's square as a button. New improvements I did into the spring rigging really worked out good. Big difference, big difference. All right, now we get the crested and train crest all the grade. Open the blower, going down grade. Open the blower, just coasting now. You deal with your fire. You might hear that little rumbling in the background. It's the air compressor running. I got it muffled pretty decent now. It's not too bad. But if you want to have air brakes like I like, nothing like it. I don't like the vacuum. Now we're going downgrade right now, so we're coasting. We're going to work on the fire at this point. Fire coming up the pop-off pressure. 120. Now we're going over to trestle. Now we just start to come up grade again. We'll close the blower down now. A little bit more. Just about ready to pop off. She's hovering there. Yeah, air compressor didn't run long. It's around there. So now we're coming up on the station area. We're gonna pull into the station because I gotta get some coal and check the water level. Always remember to fill your tank. Hit the button coming up. Go station. Hit the button for station. That's the middle one. Bingo. Throws the switch. And in we go. Blocking the station. I don't understand what that's about. This is our new overhead we just built, club members. Lift her up, get this over here so we don't crash into something. And then we get back on the bay. I like to leave it down until we get near where we gotta be because it's heavy, 1500. Thereabouts. And I'm going to be making a scale. I just got a brainstorm sitting in my doctor's office. So I'm going to make a scale. How much does it weigh? Well, I don't know how much it weighs.
How fast does it go? I don't know. We're gonna find out. Okay, now you just lower it down so that comes in gear, and you're good to go. Drag her in. I don't like to run it in under steam because always can run it off the end by accident, even though we got a bumper there.
You'll never get by that.
No, that's why it's there. Okay, that's it. Still got steam. I got the fire door open, big clunk of something in there. Let me get that out. I'll burn it all out. Burn all the coal out of here. Burn all the coal out, open the ejector. And that's it. That's another day at the PLS. Thanks for watching my videos, and we'll see you again on the next video.